inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Yes, final day of August, the 31st of August, on this Friday, my favorite day of the week, ahead of a three-day weekend, which ultimately means that come Monday, you will hear a best-of program. Welcome to The Flip Side, brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. It may be a three-day weekend, but if you wake up in a cold sweat and you want to buy some gold, you can always give us a call at 1-800-691-7898. The web address, which doesn't take a vacation, republictradinggroup.net or eaglesup.com. Well, looky here. The big guns came out to calm the market today. And one can assume they did a fairly good job. Both Mr. Bernanke and President Bush came out and said, Daddy is here to protect you from all those nasty people on Wall Street. Yes, we will lend a helping hand. Dow closed up 119 points at 13,357. NASDAQ up 31 points at 2,596. S&P 500 up 16 at 1,473. Obviously, the market wasn't paying any attention to the fact that crude oil was soaring, and a report came out said gas prices are going to rise in September, probably Tuesday morning. In the metals complex, well, gold's flexing its muscle, closed up $8.10. On the day, the end of the week, at $673.80. Silver up 26 cents at $12.12. Platinum up $11 at $1,273. Palladium up 4 at $333. As we mentioned, crude oil closed up 52 cents on the day at $73.88 a barrel. Many traders are now saying, say hello to $80 a barrel oil. U.S. dollar index was higher, one would assume. As a matter of fact, there was green everywhere today. In other words, I was hard-pressed to find anything that declined in value today. Everything went up in value, including wheat, by the way. Oh, that's good news. Corn prices soaring. Yes, better get those steaks this weekend for the barbecue. Next week, they're going to cost you a lot more. We'll have more stories when we return.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Friday. Phones are open. If you've got any questions about anything, financially speaking, what went on today, what went on this week, what I said this week, feel free. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. A wrap-up on gold for the week. According to Reuters, U.S. gold futures finished sharply higher today on firmer stock markets and a strike at a gold mine. And as speeches by U.S. President George W. Bush and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke calmed financial markets ahead of the Labor Day holiday long weekend. Still, gold is following stocks almost precisely. It's a combination thereof, said Leonard Kaplan. Kaplan said the financial markets moved higher in response to Bush's proposal to help homeowners who have subprime mortgage problems. If you listen to the president's speech today, I didn't dissect it all, but he went to the left of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. No wonder people are losing faith in the conservatives when the head of the conservative movement sounds like a flaming liberal. President Bush, who tried to calm financial markets today from the credit crisis by announcing proposals intended to prevent homeowners from defaulting on risky mortgages. Quick perusal of the numbers is about 80,000 people are going to be helped by whatever the proposal the Bush administration is going to come up with. This is in relationship to 2.2 million homeowners that are going to be stuck with having to refinance their adjustable rate mortgages. Ben Bernanke said that the U.S. Central Bank will take the necessary steps to shelter the economy from turmoil in the financial markets, but will not bail out investors who made mistakes. That's not what Wall Street wanted to hear. They wanted to hear Ben Bernanke emphatically state that he was going to cut interest rates, although he did leave them with that little bit of hope that the Fed will come to the rescue in the event of a financial calamity. What else? Who else do we have today that said things of note? I guess the guy who said more than anybody else, nobody pays any attention to him just simply because he's a contrarian, Peter Schiff, seems to think that the writing's on the wall. I tend to agree with Mr. Schiff. He says, this week, Larry Kudlow and others strongly chastised Bernanke for his failure to read the writing on the wall and urged the Fed chairman to quickly slash the Fed funds rate. Methinks the pundits doth protest too much. For years, Kudlow practically coined the term Goldilocks economy, has dismissed with scorn suggestions that the American economy was anything less than a raging bull. If our economy is really so strong, why does he call so loudly for artificial stimuli of a significant rate cut? In truth, the writing has always been clearly on the wall all along. A credit bubble has been steadily inflating for at least the last 6 years, which has in its final frenzy produced some of the most absurd mortgage funding products the world has ever seen. To anyone not dependent on the hysteria, a no-doc, no-money-down, negative amortization, interest-only, adjustable-rate jumbo mortgage was just as clear a sign of pending catastrophe as $200 for a share of Pets.com or 5,000 Dutch guilders for a single tulip bulb. One thing all bubbles have in common is that they eventually pop, and ours just did. Unlike the popping of the last bubble in 2000 and 2001, this one will fall directly to our economy's bottom line. And this time, the Fed cannot step up to the plate with unlimited liquidity injections. A record percentage of our GDP is comprised of consumer spending. The source of this spending was the housing bubble. Would our savings rates really be negative were it not for housing-related wealth? Could consumers really have spent as much as they did without the benefits of temporarily low teaser rates and the ability to extract equity from their homes? How many service sector jobs are directly related to that extra spending when the low mortgage payments and home equity disappear? So too will the spending and the jobs that they created. Those who feel the economy will keep growing must believe that discretionary consumer spending is unrelated to wealth or expense. In other words, they believe that individuals will spend as much with no home equity and a $3,000 per month mortgage payments as they did with $200,000 in home equity and $1,500 a month payments. Factor in other rising expenses, such things as food, energy, insurance, and taxes and discretionary spending will not just slow, it will completely collapse. With the ugly truth laid bare, many now prod Bernanke and Bush for solutions. Unfortunately, the reality is there are none. Based on absurd assumptions about real estate, we simply borrowed more money than we can ever hope to pay back. There's no magic fixture, and we can't swallow the cure which ails us. The free market is the only force that can fix this mess. Unfortunately, the fix won't be pretty. Prudent lending standards will return, guaranteeing that real estate prices collapse. This is an important connection that very few have made. And that's the facts, my friends. We are dealing now at a time where, should we add, the next 60 days are going to become really interesting. Yesterday we reported about a story that's been flying around for a while about the mystery bet that was made on Wall Street, talking about this 250,000 put option that was placed betting that the stock market would decline between now and the 21st of September. And there are differing opinions out there, and to be perfectly honest, in all the research that I've done today, I have to admit I'd be hard-pressed to tell you that I actually was able to deduce whether or not there was, if there was anything, if there was any there. We know that the bets have been made. This is a simple fact of life. The bets have been made. But whether or not we can tell who made the bets is the big mystery. We just do not we just do not know, and unfortunately, I don't have the access to the information to make a sound judgment. Let me share something with you. This is from Financial News Online. It says an anonymous investor has placed a bet of an index of Europe's top 50 stocks falling by a third by the end of September as world equity markets plunged for a third day and volatility hit a three-year high. The mystery investor, who bought put option contracts on the Dow Jones Eurostock 50 index that will result in a profit if it plunges to 2,800 or below by the end of September, is based on the 2,800 strike price. The position covers a nominal $6.9 billion euro and potentially even more using a market price of about 4,100 when the trades were done on Tuesday and Wednesday. The identity of the investor is unknown, but market sources speculate it was either a large hedge fund hedging itself against deepening losses or a long-only fund manager pressing the panic button to protect its gains. The investor has bought a total of 245,000 put options on the index. The September put option with a 2,800 strike was the most popular Dow Jones Eurostock 50 contract yesterday, according to data from Bloomberg News. Volatility in the European equity markets has risen sharply this week as investors cut back on the amount of risk they are taking. So it's out there. Somebody placed the bet. Maybe it wasn't Ben Lardin, but it was somebody that obviously has a lot of money. Whether or not they are going to be successful, for you and I to speculate on, I have no further insight into that. But I will tell you this quite simply, and I've said this many times before, that we are just simply going through events that have happened previously in history, and if we haven't learned the lessons, we surely will reap the same benefits. Take a short break and be right back.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Flip side for a Friday, head of the long weekend. You know what's interesting? The cry for a bailout by Big Brother is not being heard by, well, you're not hearing from the homeowners, the people with subprime mortgages. These aren't the people that we're hearing from. We're hearing from the financial institutions and their mouthpieces like Larry Kudlow. These are the people that are demanding solutions to this mess. Because they are the ones that are calling most loudly for a bailout from the government under the guise of protecting homeowners. But as Peter Schiff says, the most severe losses will not be borne by homeowners, but by those who loaned them the money. Therefore, any bailouts will ultimately go to the lenders, not the borrowers. Homeowners who offered no down payment and who have no equity in their homes will in reality lose nothing in foreclosure except perhaps a debt burden on an overpriced house. In addition, even those homeowners who made down payments likely extracted large sums in subsequent refinancing or home equity loans. With plenty of available foreclosed homes on the market to rent, it is unlikely that these former homeowners will become homeless. As a result, the only losses for most homeowners will be psychological, as their dreams of the American dream of real estate riches will simply vanish. For some paper millionaires, a sudden realization that they are flat broke will be somewhat disheartening. I might add, suicidal in some instances. Also, for those who thought retirement was simply a function of living in a home and allowing it to appreciate, the sudden realization that they will now have to refinance their retirement the old-fashioned way by saving up will be quite an eye-opener. However, even if a misguided government bailouts enable more borrowers to keep their homes, the equity they thought they had will still be gone. In the final analysis, though it was Wall Street that served the punch, it was the Greenspan Fed that spiked it in the first place. Just as Fed policy enabled Wall Street to flood the world with worthless dot-com stocks, it enabled an encore performance with subprime mortgage-backed securities. My guess is the Fed's bubble-blowing days are over. Once the inebriates sober up this time, the hangover will be so severe that no one will drink a drop of Wall Street's punch again, meaning any more inflation the Fed creates will go straight into consumer prices. And this is a simple fact of life. This is the veneer society in which we live in today. A lot of people are going to obviously feel a lot of pain. And we haven't even started feeling the pain yet. Those 2 million odd adjustable rate mortgages only start kicking in September. And they work their way through 08. We're only at the beginning of the story. But the insanity that somehow the government is the be-all and end-all to save us from our own excesses is insane at best, stupid at worst. And here you have the president going to the left of of FDR. FDR created the housing and urban development HUD. It was his idea, but he was very conservative. He believed that you should save up and have a deposit of 20%, and you should have local home banks that supplied the mortgages. But that's long gone. That theory is long gone. But now we want to bail out. The president says this is not to reward speculators. Please. Of course it's to reward speculators. It's to reward the mortgage companies for bad mistakes. But this is bad news that the president, there's an enforcement division coming. Yes, we're going to go after those mortgage brokers that sold these poor people these ridiculous loans. You see, it's not their fault. These people had no income, no credit, no nothing. It's not their fault that they signed on the dotted line. It was those conniving brokers that sold them these worthless pieces of paper. So now, guess what? The lawyers are going to make big money. I can see there's going to be a train of lawsuits coming out of this. Every single litigation attorney is salivating at the prospects of who to go after. Unfortunately, by the time that the legal system works its way, as it does, takes a long time to work its way to its ultimate conclusion, I don't know if there's going to be much money left for them to feed on, unless they go after someone that hasn't gone bankrupt. And the possibility of finding someone who hasn't gone bankrupt after this mess is all said and done is going to be tough. Anyway, that's it for the financial section of the show. When we come back, the other story.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar-powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Time I'm ever going to talk about this. Well, I'm very disturbed. You know, a couple of weeks ago when the bridge went down, I was petrified when I was driving to California, driving over a bridge. And now, not that I used to frequent public restrooms in any way, shape, or form. I never liked public restrooms. I mean, they're gross, first of all. But now, it's like radioactive. Maybe it's a good thing to put people off going to public restrooms. the media has been all over the story, and I listened to the audio tape of the arrest by Sergeant Dave Kosnia of Senator Craig. And what struck me was the last thing he said to the senator. And this is after he asked the senator to give his recollection of the events. And you could hear during the conversation that this sergeant, who, by the way, is 29 years of age, can't imagine that patrolling bathrooms is sort of like the most prestigious job for police officers at the Minneapolis airport. I mean, I can just imagine they go in the morning and they go, okay, Kosnia, you're on toilet duty. But anyway, it sounded like he accepted his lot in life, and he was diligent in his duties. And obviously, it's also apparent that he came across many weird people. And apparently, it's a known thing. It's tough to talk about this stuff. But anyway, you could hear when he's questioning the senator, he's getting exasperated because he's questioning him just a few moments after the event happened. And here he has a United States senator, and you can see that he has respect for politicians in high places, but he's very uncomfortable. And he is getting more and more antsy because here he has a United States senator lying to his face, showing absolutely no respect for the sergeant in Minneapolis. And the last words he says to the senator is embarrassing, embarrassing. No wonder why we are going down the tubes. This is a sergeant in Minneapolis, who you can tell by his last statement, no wonder why we are going down the tubes, says volumes in my book. He gets it. Because even though he may have not thought it before, he got it right there when he's talking to a senator. He's seen events that have just unfolded, and here is this esteemed senator lying through his teeth. Well, if Senator Craig is lying through his teeth to this police officer, he's also thinking, well, what else stuff has he been lying about? And this is a man in charge of, he's the head of many appropriations committees. I mean, this man controls the life and death, if you will, of millions of people. And he suddenly came into contact with one of these beasts called a politician, and all his worst fears came to fruition right there in front of him. Embarrassing, embarrassing, he says. No wonder we're going down the tubes. And we are. We're going down the tubes morally and financially. The perfect storm, if you will. It is, as we have spoken about earlier in the week, we are just simply repeating history. We are repeating as David Walker, the Comptroller General, the Auditor of America, who nobody's paying any attention to, says exactly the same things. That it's not only our fiscal irresponsible members of Congress that have got us into this fine mix because they don't have the courage of their convictions to stand up and do what is right, rather what is right in the eyes of the lobbyists, And so, yeah, you've got this dilemma that we find ourselves in. It's an amazing thing. Another amazing thing, and this is a good thing, Ron Paul made the Wall Street Journal today, and it wasn't necessarily a negative article. It's by Jackie Charms, who says, computer engineer Jonathan Moray says, I've never voted for a Republican ever. Nathan Hansen, a lawyer, says, I've been a Republican all my life. Yet a political meeting in St. Paul, Minnesota, brought the 31-year-old friends together for the first time in support of presidential candidate Ron Paul. Officially, Mr. Paul is a Republican, elected to Congress 10 times, now running for the party's presidential nomination. But the party label hardly describes the obstetrician from south of Houston. And it certainly doesn't explain his appeal to a growing, if still small, number of voters across the political spectrum, many of them much younger than their spry 72-year-old idol. Dr. Paul is a libertarian advocate of minimalist government, a foe of the Federal Reserve, and anything else not explicitly allowed by the Constitution, and perhaps the most anti-war candidate in the race. Thanks to an unprecedented number of early debates, he has been able to share the stage with these better-funded Republican establishment rivals. But it is the Internet that has amplified his message and introduced Mr. Paul to voters alienated from both parties. And well should these people be alienated from both parties, because they are, we said this many times before, they are wings of the same bird. There's no difference. The Republican Party platform doesn't exist any longer. We're a party of small government, less taxes, high moral values and ethics. In the last 6.5 years of this Republican administration, with a Republican House and a Republican Senate, that's out of the window. They created the biggest government in the history of the earth. We don't have to get into the moral issue anymore. And the ethics issue was put to rest when they stuck Cunningham in jail. And Jack Abramoff. And the Democrats, you know, their whole run on the last election was, oh, we're going to end the war. We're going to change Washington as we know it. And they, it's like the Republicans back in when was it, 1994? Yeah, we've got 10 things we'll do if you vote us in. We'll eliminate government waste. We'll cut departments, Department of Energy, Department of Education. We'll get rid of all of this. We'll balance the budget. We'll bring fiscal sanity back to Washington. We'll bring ethics back to the way we do business. And that was in light of the post office scandal and all that other stuff going on. What happens? People said, okay, we'll buy into that. We'll put you in power. They put them in power, and what happens? They did nothing. They did exactly the opposite. No different to the Democrats. Last year, all their promises, elect us to control of the House and the Senate, we'll do all this kind of good stuff. Well, the people, okay, voted them into office, guess what happens? They don't do anything. It's any wonder they got a 12% approval rating. Anyway, back to the Wall Street Journal article. It says, as polls track the public's disaffection, political strategists are on alert for a third-party movement. Paulites insist their man can win the Republican nomination. Though he's gone from zero to just 2% in the polls, if he can't, their fever suggests they would push him to run independently. And he actually should, to be perfectly honest with you. But I understand why he's running on the Republican ticket. If Ron Paul was running independently at this point in time, the little we do see of him on the national boob tube would be non-existent, because the mainstream media does not cover independent parties. They don't have a dog in that fight. They are stuck on the two-party system. It's either I or third parties, they just pay no attention to. So I can understand why he's running as a Republican. Having run as a Libertarian in 1998 when he took just 0.47% of the vote, Mr. Paul has discouraged such speculation. The web is redefining what a grassroots campaign looks like, says Mr. Moray, the computer engineer, more than other candidates. Paul supporters take matters into their own hands, planning events, raising money, and decentralized process that parallels Mr. Paul's vision of what government should be. Aside from his own website, there are freelancers such as dailypaul.com and ronpaullibrary.org. Among others is MySpace Friends Group and YouTube Video Sharing. It has meant $3 million to Mr. Paul, making him the fourth among eight Republicans in fundraising and first among the five dark horses in cash on hand. But the Netroots bottom-up energy poses challenges, too, for a campaign trying to channel, if not control it. We're running a campaign, and we'd like to think we know what we are doing, said Deputy Campaign Manager Joe Sehan. And then there's this thing called the Internet, and that has a life of its own. Messiahs Moore and Hansen met last spring at a local Paul gathering, and they had learned through meetup.com, a social networking website, have become organizing and fundraising tool for other campaigns, but they are particularly valuable for shoestring operations such as Mr. Paul. The men recall about 30 people at the meeting, a number that grew at subsequent gatherings to more than 200 before members began breaking into sub-chapters. And I'm noticing this all around. You know that there's somebody, I guess, lives just outside of, I think it's LaGuardia in New York, has painted Ron Paul Revolution on his house. So every plane that lands or takes off from LaGuardia all sees the Ron Paul commercial. Here in the Valley of the Sun, and I'm not sure if it happens all around the country, but here in Phoenix and Scottsdale in large part, you see these Ron Paul banners popping up all the time. And they are different to all the other banners that you see. You have your standard political banners, and they are popping up now in proliferation. Of course, we've got an election coming up. But these are handmade signs. This is the difference. The other ones are manufactured signs. These, you can see these signs. These are people with passion. These are people that make up their own signs. This is something unique. I've seen it once before, and that was in 1999 with the formation of the Tyranny Response Team in Colorado, when we used to show up for these all these anti-Second Amendment yahoos in Colorado that wanted to take away your right to own a firearm, which everybody seems to have forgotten about that now, but that's neither here nor there. But people used to show up with their own handmade signs. It's what made that movement a success that it was, because people could see this wasn't something manufactured, such as the Million Moms had these manufactured signs. It didn't have any feeling to it. But these signs are everywhere. And as a matter of fact, a lot of people are trying to tear them down. It's a vicious cycle out here. And you know the thing that really bugs me about all these political signs that you see up? Is none of them say what the candidate is. Remember, there used to be a time when candidates used to be very proud of putting their donkey or the elephant on their signs. Now when you look at a sign, you don't know what party this person belongs to. I don't know if this is a new phenomenon or whether it's something I just noticed. But it's if you take a look at it, if you all of a sudden you start coming up to an election cycle, you start seeing all those signs pop up, I challenge you to try and differentiate between which one's a Republican and which one's a Democrat. You can't. And they're all the same color, red, white, and blue, because everybody's patriotic. But you can't identify who these people are. But the thing is, you can identify a Ron Paul sign because they are unique. And I remain optimistic. One has to remain optimistic. I'm optimistic that people will finally wake up and realize the mess we're in, as that fine police officer said, "No wonder why we're going down the tubes." I mean, that was a perfect statement. We'll be back.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Plane finally landed was kiss the ground. Next thing I did was to go find my friends down at the old hangout. We drank some beer and talked a lot about old times, but when the booze finally hit Billy Joe Grimes, he said, "I don't know what it is, but you seem different to me." I said, "I just came back from a place where they hated me and everything I stand for.
back to the final segment for this Friday ahead of the long weekend. The thing that struck me about this article in the Wall Street Journal was the last statement that was made by these two gentlemen, Mr. Moray and Mr. Hansen, who both insist Ron Paul absolutely has a shot at the election. Mr. Moore said he used to lose sleep thinking of the country's problems. Now I sleep fine at night, he says, because I'm taking action. That struck me simply because that is exactly the same feeling that I had in 1999 with the tyranny response team. Is when we used to go to these rallies and see these people with all their signs, these handmade signs. And even though we were fighting these anti-Second Amendment Nazis, you felt really good about what you were doing. Even though we didn't change any laws, we didn't get the governor of Colorado to repeal his ban on concealed carry, we felt good about it. It was an uplifting thing to do. So if you are despondent out there, thinking that there's no way that we can ever hope to recapture the republic as envisioned by the founding fathers, there's hope out there. And the way to get hope is what Mr. Moray and Mr. Hansen are doing. Get involved. Go down, even if it's half a dozen people that you hook up with. And as I said, the Internet's a wonderful access. There's meetup.org. There's all these websites where people are getting together and holding these impromptu get-togethers. Half a dozen people, 10 people, 20 people, 50 people. Find out where they are. Go and participate. It's a wonderful experience. And besides anything else, it makes you feel good. I trust you have a great long weekend, and we'll see you again on Tuesday. So, man, see you, bye.